This is Tyler, the Creator's Therapist, a.k.a. Ja Rule. You're now about to listen to Parker Morales.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, nice. I'm nice and
finally
solid.
Good.
Nice and fucking solid.
Dude, we're fucking. Bring that thing closer.
What thing?
The candle? Yeah, bring the candle closer. Let's make this intimate.
Yeah.
Let's have an intimate, fucking Parker Morales podcast. It's just me and you. Yes.
Fuck, man. It's a cookie candle on a plate.
A cookie candle on a plate.
That fucking looks beautiful.
This is beautiful. We just have a nice evening together.
Oh yeah.
We're back.
Out of work today.
Parker Morales is back.
Parker, we had a weird week last week.
Yeah.
Was it last week or was it the week?
It was
before
2
that?
Weeks ago.
Yeah, man. It is time fucking flies.
Shit.
I don't remember anything.
Went down in my asshole since the last time we recorded. First off, dude, we recorded a podcast. We were a little stoned.
Yeah, we were.
Should we admit that? Should we admit?
Why not?
Because this is America. We could admit that,
of course,
right?
Of course, we can admit that. I mean, getting dug with high, they fucking smoke. Whatever.
Absolutely.
So, whatever. We
can
admit that.
Really high. And for a half an hour, we were just pulling shit out of our ass. And, you know, we just couldn't click. We couldn't do it. Then all of a sudden, we're about to quit. We're about to tap out like Benoit.
Bam!
And all of a sudden,
ideas
we just start rolling.
Flying.
We just start rolling. Like, let's give up. You know what? Let's leave these microphones on and see what happens. And we went
rolling
to a new dimension.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
Dude, we did a thing. I don't remember what happened. We were talking about American Sniper, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was either you or Richie, and you brought up, can they make Iraq a state?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And
that's
then
right.
All of a sudden, I was like, well, you know, wouldn't it be funny if they gentrified Iraq like they did to Brooklyn and we turn Iraq into the new Brooklyn?
Yeah, man. Iraq was Williamsburg.
It was new Iraq, absolutely. And there was like a train from downtown to Iraq that took 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But the train to the Bronx was still like a fucking hour for some reason, which I don't understand. Like, I was seeing a girl from the Bronx and I was like, let's go to the city. It's right there. She's like, it takes an hour to get there by the train. Like, what? It takes 20 minutes by driving, right? Why does it take an hour by the train? She's like, it's just slow. We're never going to get there. Let's just stay in my apartment, stay in the Bronx. I'm like, but I could see this. I could see the Empire State Building from here. How was that? If you could see the Empire State Building clear, like you see that bowling pin that's straight ahead of us?
Yeah.
It was fucking clear as that.
And it's
just like, it's going to take 40 minutes. It's going to take an hour. I'm like, how the fuck does this happen? I see the skyline from your apartment. She's like, no.
You think you would have made it there walking like
absolutely
faster?
Absolutely. I would have made
ridiculous.
It.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I would have made it walking the same amount of time I would have made in the train. Well, probably not. Probably would have taken like 2 hours. But I just don't understand that. But for sure, if Iraq became gentrified and it's just all white people that came in, like a whole bunch of yuppies, it would take 2 minutes to get there.
Fuck. You know, now that we're talking about the new Iraq, and
yeah.
I actually watched this fucking really ill documentary, Cybertopia.
Yeah?
And it was actually really, really cool. I sit on the fucking cyberpunk Reddit forums. Like,
what is it? What is it about?
It was basically like, yeah, damn, how can I explain this? I should have paid attention more. It was just
really on that.
Yeah. It was in the moment. I was fucking sitting down, you know. But basically, it was saying, like, it was like talking about, like, the Bitcoins and shit like that.
Okay.
And then, like, ah, man, I wish I could go into deeper. Like, I don't know that much about it. It was just really good at the time that I was watching it. But because we were talking about the new Iraq, this one guy had an idea how instead of California being one giant state, they had an idea between, like, some people. Like, if they split it up into, like, 5 different states where they all had, like, their own fucking laws.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty solid. Yeah. Imagine each state, they had their own law, and you would move to the state where the law is, like, you
better
know.
Better for you.
Better for you,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to, you know, like, be in some place where your internet or whatever wasn't restricted, you would move to that place. But if you want to still be in, like, some type of shitty laws like that we have now, you can, you know, stay in whatever state that you want, which I thought was a fucking pretty solid idea.
That is a really good idea.
Yeah. It was a really solid documentary. Mm-hmm. It's really solid. They were fucking going off, like, how, like, you know, California is, like, up and coming with like new with new ideas, like, you know, how Google and shit are there.
Silicon Valley.
Yeah, they were talking a lot about that's where they were. Silicon fucking Valley. You should fucking watch this.
Absolutely. I'm gonna watch this. What's it about? I mean, what's the name of it?
I'll send you a link. Cybertopia. Okay.
Is that on Netflix?
It was a YouTube documentary. It was like 56 minutes. Yeah. It was a nice watch. You know, I ate me some cereal and fucking nerded out and watched it.
What else did they get to in the Silicon Valley thing?
They were talking about a lot of things. They have like this Burning Man it's not really a festival, but I'm gonna call it a festival, where it's like a week. They're out in the fucking desert, and like, you don't bring any money. You live in a desert for a week, and like, you do everything by like trading. Cause it basically, the idea was you know, like, people selling their own shit. You know what I'm saying? But not really like selling it. At this festival, oh my god, this was 2 weeks ago.
So. Is it like a whole bunch of bartering?
Basically, like, people had like their fucking inventions out on the road, on like in a place in the desert, and like people go by. I guess like, if you had something really cool that I wanted, you know, like, I'm like, hey, we'll basically fucking barter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would bring like no money, and they would just like live out there. They would bring whatever their type of thing was, and some clothes and fucking water. They said that the only thing that would be there would be coffee, and they didn't say water. It was coffee and something else. Like, those were the only two things that were going to be there. So you had to like bring your own water. So like, it's
like any other festival, $9 a bottle or
for fucking water. Water's $9, but Gatorade's fucking $7. I'm like, yo, this is wrong.
This is so bullshit. The nourishment of life is it's impossible to buy.
And then like, you walk in with your own water, and they pour it out. they make you pour your fucking water in a cup. You're like, thanks.
How fucking weird is that?
I hate that shit.
What was the best invention you saw in that documentary?
They didn't really go deep into like the people's inventions. It was more like an idea.
Yeah.
Like, that was basically it. They were I wish I can explain it. I don't read Wired magazine or any of that shit, but it was really cool.
Okay.
It was really good. Like, you would learn something.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, at least cyber-wise. They want people to get like more like inventive, I feel like, you know, instead of like, stop abiding by these laws, it's time for a change, because we're living off of fucking like laws that are fucking basically archaic now.
Absolutely.
It's definitely time for a change. And that's what they were saying. Like, you know, it's time for a change. And basically, the Silicon Valley festival, the Burning Man festival, was supposed to be something like they, not something like that exactly, but like, you know, something weird like that. But they made some really valid points, and like, it's definitely something to check out.
Dude, we should, I don't know, maybe I'm just sounding like a hippie, but people should definitely be more creative.
Oh, man.
Or get in tune with their creative side.
Oh, hell yeah. And don't say you sound like, I mean, fucking sounding like a hippie is never fucking
It's bad. Always a good thing.
It's always a good thing. Fuck it, I'll be a tree hugger. Fuck, I love Groot.
Hippies did some shit. Rights movement in the 60s. America changed after that. All of a sudden, we just became stagnant. We just stopped.
Yeah.
You notice when the hippies stopped, that's when everything started becoming more like greed infested.
Oh yeah, of course. Like,
it was a slow turn from the 60s, and then between the 70s and the 80s, something
they
happened.
Talk a little bit about that, about how like, the hippies, like, they have like their only their community, like, for the hippies and stuff like that. Like, they talk about shit like that, you know, in that documentary, Cybertopia. Check it out, definitely,
dude. That was the 60s is fucking, that was the time. Yeah. And if we had the mentality of the 60s, that change, not the bullshit change we heard in 08, but that real change, like, let's get everyone on the same page, equality, all that, so then we could just move to, like, a bigger thing. We could start inventing more. It's a problem now.
It is a problem. Because you know what? Like, everybody, like, they want money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like if people were, like, you know, to inventing to make things, like, better, I think we would definitely probably live a lot better, you know what I'm saying?
Because
everybody's fucking money driven, so like, everything sucks. Everybody just has the idea for the money. They don't give a fuck how it works, as long as it sells. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what I think. You know, if it wasn't so fucking money driven, and everybody wanted to like, kind of help each other with like their inventions and stuff like that, and like, get more creative instead of like, just making up ideas to make the next big thing, so you can, you know, get a quick buck for a couple fucking years and then just fall off and sell to somebody.
The best time ever in the history of the planet to be creative.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because everybody has a chance to throw their shit on the internet and maybe get some views, maybe it doesn't, but you still got that chance. Like, this podcast we got here, And like 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to put the shit up on the internet. Mm-hmm. Maybe people will listen. Maybe we won't. Mm-hmm. Maybe they won't. But we just put it up there. We're still trying. We're still trying to do some shit.
It always like, come on, man. You know, like when you've posted a YouTube video probably a while back. And you know when you post a YouTube video, you get like 15 fucking views for like the longest time. You know, it takes a minute.
We all have to get that 50 Shades of Grey fucking exposure. That book's out for a day. All of a sudden, everybody's coming. But, you know, someone puts out an invention where it's like a mechanic arm that works like a real arm. And only me or you a documentary about it. Like, what the fuck? Well, it's like 10,000 views, but a 50 Shades of Grey thing. 7 billion copies.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, why?
I don't understand.
Why? Like, why is this so, like, you know, fucking taboo, like, right now? Like, come on, you guys. Like,
that's the problem. That shit like that is taboo. Like, sex shouldn't be taboo. It should just be like, all right, some people like bondage, some people like missionary, mm-hmm. some people like a little bit of the two, you know?
It's like they're blowing that shit up now. But, like, people probably like me and you known about shit like this for fucking ages. You know what I'm saying?
50
like,
Shades of Grey is new to a lot of people. Like,
yeah,
I know,
like, this happens? Yeah. I'm like, you serious?
You know,
like,
in the Bible Belt, like all the southern states and shit, mm-hmm. it's sold out everywhere. That movie, tickets are all sold out because it's like a new thing to them. Porn, a lot of porn sites, like the number in the United States, all in the Bible Belt. Like Pornhub, it's huge North Carolina, way huger than it is in New York or California. Like, those liberals are like the most states.
Is this like
real stats?
Is it just like getting huge now, though?
It's always been huge. Okay, in repressed places. I know the Middle East, they're like porn's really big there, too. Like, some underground trading shit. And like, if we just open up our minds a little bit, Bible Belt states, Middle East, if once they get past
I get it
sex,
why you say Bible Belt now. At first I was like, what the?
That like, makes a lot of sense. North Carolina mm-hmm. and all that. All the southern states. But it's huge there because it's such a taboo.
The second
we get past sex and how it's a taboo, and second we could just everyone get on the same page with gay people, like, they're people too. The only thing they do different is they get fucked in the ass. That's it. That's the only difference.
Right.
Their mechanics aren't different. The way they think isn't.
And
any
nine times
different.
Out of ten, I'm always trying to fuck a girl in the ass.
Yeah, right. So, like, well, what's the difference here? No, we just gotta get on the same. Like, I see debates. I like to watch Fox, not because I agree, mm-hmm. but because it's fucking hilarious. There's like talking about gay marriage and shit. Like, this is, they just fuck differently. That's it. And nobody watches you when you fuck. They're having a debate over something you don't even look at.
I know. Like, what? Oh, my God. I don't understand.
Even, like, MSNBC, which is supposed to be the progressive channel, they're having the same fucking debate, except they got a more smarter liberal person and a dumber conservative person. But in Fox, they have a smarter conservative person and a dumber liberal person.
Why does it matter to them? Because it's not happening to them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
What is such the big thing about that? You know, it's not happening to you. So, like, should you really even fucking care?
No, we shouldn't give a shit at all. But even we're talking about it now, and maybe we're a part of the problem, too, because we're talking about it.
But we're talking about it, like, in, like, kind of like a positive way, saying that, you know, it's not a problem, you know? Yeah. Like, I have gay friends, you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? And they say gay stuff all the time, and I think it's fucking hilarious. I'm like, I'm glad that you mm-hmm. can be open like that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me. Like, I respect who you are. Like, that's not going to change my view on you. You're still my friend, gay or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like you as a person, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go fuck you or anything like that, but, like, you know, you're a cool person to me, so, like, it doesn't matter your sexual orientation. You can
absolutely
fuck animals for all I care, you know? I really wouldn't care as long as you're not fucking my animals.
Please stay away from my animals, and as long as, baby, your animal has a smile, you know? And, like, the thing with, when we were younger, we used to throw around shit like gay. Oh, you're being gay. Oh, you're being a faggot. And it was, like, a masculine thing. Like, if somebody was acting, like, a little feminine, a little sensitive, we'd be like, dude, stop being a faggot. And, like, now, like, the more gay people you meet, it's, like, has nothing to do with masculinity. It's, like, mm-hmm. I have a friend. He is fucking masculine as shit. He played college football, mm-hmm. he played high school football. He was like a tackle. He could fuck anybody up. He's the most dude I know, right? And he's gay. That's it. It has nothing to do with masculinity. It has nothing to do. I'm way more sensitive than him. If we're going by like old school rules, I can't tell you how many times like I'm having like a disagreement with my girlfriend and I get pissy eyed, right? Like, oh no, I hope this doesn't end. And like he is throwing back dudes like it's fucking nothing.
I could never do that.
Dude, the way he throws back guys is like he's way straighter than I fucking am. I'm not fucking in mass like he is.
Oh my god, like that's so funny. Yeah. You know, I'm not even gonna lie, like in high school, like niggas used to do the gay shit all the time. Yeah. Like in the fucking hallways, like I would just run up and just like jump on my friend's back, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the most gay shit all the time, you know, like who am I to judge anybody? Absolutely. Like, what the fuck,
that's it. I remember, man, like now that I'm older, I feel bad about a lot of shit, you know. Like in high school there was I may have been in maybe 9th grade, 10th grade, and there was this gay couple in the class ahead of me, and they got shit on by everybody. They would make their own stand of making out in the corner because they knew it pissed people off.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I like when fucking people do shit because they know it makes somebody mad. I fucking fool
off that shit. It made teachers mad. I remember teachers who are just now, they I guess they've been there for 15 years, like, oh, those fucking faggots are making out again. And I'm thinking back, I would pass by it and I would go ugh too, like everybody else, right? And everybody would shout at them. Now I just feel bad. It's like they're just doing their thing. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't even be. People were making out in the fucking corner all the time. What was the difference between them and the guy and the girl making out?
Yeah, well, you know what, you shouldn't even like be mad at yourself. Yeah. You gotta just think at those times, you know, when we were young, we were very, like, impressionable by, like, whatever was going around. Like, you know, like, when there was a fight in the hallway, everybody would stand and fucking watch the fight. You know, so it's not like that was your fault, you know. Yeah. Now that you're older and everything like that, it's totally different. Because, you know, you think more for yourself. Like, you realize like, that's the part of life right there. Yeah. So, like, you can't even really say, like, oh, like don't have any regrets. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that shit bring you down, you know. Obviously, you think that it was wrong, and that's good because now you've learned from something that. You're not, like, you know that for yourself that you think that's wrong. I'm not going to tell you if I was wrong or right because, you know, that's you have your own opinions and stuff like that. So, like, don't even say that, like, you can feel any way you want, but I don't think you should, like, have, like, any regrets and shit like that because we've all done fucked up shit in the past. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that I haven't. I've done fucked up shit in the past, but I mean, I look back on it and I'm like, well, I did that.
I probably shouldn't do that happened, one again.
But, I now I know. Yeah. You live and you learn.
What's funny about that is those people, like, whatever they were saying in high school and, like, the debates that came about in class – same debates that are on TV that I mentioned before, like Fox. He was like, that's high school shit. I remember people saying this in high school.
Exactly.
And you old motherfuckers haven't learned from it.
Exactly. Why aren't they talking about how come we can't get solar panels on our houses or something? I don't know. Like, why did you need to be talking about things like that instead of like people's fucking sexual orientations?
Yeah. Can you imagine if everybody got solar panels?
Yeah, man. Clean energy. Are you serious? That shit's free.
It's 20 G's, right? Free. But if everyone did it, holy shit.
I don't see why they
electric companies.
I don't understand why we would have to charge for like the sun energy.
Yeah, like you have to buy water for $7 like, at festivals.
That's so stupid. Like, okay, I will vouch for. I won't vouch, but I will say I'd rather pay for water and then having. I understand paying for water more than I'll understand paying for fucking solar energy because, you know,
it's a commodity.
Yeah, because like water, okay, we get the flow of the water and the electrical pumps and everything like that. Yeah. But like the sun rises every fucking day. You know, it's there. We don't have a choice.
It's not even on fucking Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's millions of miles away. It would take 20 years to drive there.
Yes.
But they want to put a price tag on it.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Fucking oh my god, so like I don't understand why, like maybe for the technology but like that's still kind of like expensive.
Absolutely.
But
going back to the water thing, I just thought about this now. Ecstasy, MDMA, Molly and all that. All right, there's always stories every year. I guess what's one of the festivals, Electric Zoo, is that a festival or a show?
It's
right?
Electric Zoo. Yeah,
there's always 13 people that die from like MDMA. But it's not, if you always look into the story, the drugs didn't kill them. It was a dehydration.
From them being stupid.
You know what's fucking crazy? The police will go after the drug dealers, Leave the fucking drug dealers alone. How about you go after the vendors who are selling water to $10 yeah, for right? 18-year-olds who work in a fucking robbery.
Yep. Right?
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 They work for fucking beans. Like, everybody knows they're taking the drugs.
Exactly. They know that that's going to go down there. They fucking know. So why not have like a fucking open fire hydrant?
How about the fucking cop just beats the shit out of the vendor selling water for $33?
Right?
One bottle of water when you're on ecstasy ain't shit. You need five bottles. Mm-hmm. Of water, sell it for $2. Exactly. If you sell it for $2, you're still gonna make a profit.
Why can't they have like a fucking hose that's just spraying water all the time?
God, it's free water.
They
right?
did that
water.
1 year at fucking Warped Tour. Finally, like all the times that I've been there, they finally had like a fucking hose or like a water slide there, like just spraying water all the time. I'm like, finally, I don't have to fucking pay $5 for this bottle of water because you know I'm tapped out right now,
right?
For fucking buying the merch and fucking me trying to stay alive.
Like you. It shouldn't be a thing. Like, I would love to go do these things, but it's like, I don't want to pay for water. Mm-hmm. I don't want to die. We shouldn't die at a festival with music.
Yeah.
How fucking bizarre is that?
Exactly. Like,
do they still do that thing, the water thing?
I haven't been. That was actually the last year that I've been there. Because then I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I don't have the money for this for me to, like, survive.
And it's
out
always,
here.
Like, 19-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was fun while I was there. You know, like, the crowd surfing bitches.
Yeah.
Cop, ripping off bras and shit like that.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, shit was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, there's a point where I'm just like, okay, I think I'm done.
Oh, all them. And it's like, you know, it's fun. You look at it, you see the way the girls dress, you see people again, I'm like, this is fun. Mm-hmm. But am I just too old? And I felt like, I'm too old for this shit. What's going on? We're only 25.
I know.
24, 25, 26. We still feel old. It's gonna happen one day when we're really old, like 35. And like, is that still gonna be bad? Are we just not even gonna go to those places? Are we not gonna think about it anymore? Because I think about not going to places because I'm too old.
I mean,
old
at
for
that time, I feel like our generation will be finally like almost like fully in.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we have like some cool shit like surfacing. Like we're like, yo, I don't know. We might not even have any more shame at that point because, you know,
hope so.
Our generation will fucking be ruling, you know? Yeah. So like, hopefully.
It'll get fucked up. Yeah. It'll still get fucked up because I remember in college, there was still like people my age having very like Republican views on like gay marriage. Like, oh well, you know, Obamacare, this is really bad for us. So I'm like, motherfucker, you're just as poor as me. Look, I understand if you're rich you don't like Obamacare, but when you're fucking poor, I would say give it a shot.
Oh hell
yeah. The fucking I don't know what Obamacare is. I couldn't tell you what it does.
But it sounds
but it
pretty
seems
solid.
Like it helps me.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds solid.
Yeah. I remember when I was interning for Opie and Anthony, I remember Anthony Cumia would be fucking pissed at Obamacare. But he's paying all this money for it. I actually even understood why he was pissed about it, right? It's like, well, he's paying so I could go to the hospital. You know what? I get why he's pissed. Fuck you, sir. I love the guy, but goddammit, please pay for my hospital bill. I'm too fucking poor.
Right? I'm going to get gangrene,
dude. I'm going to get gangrene. Please, Mr. Cumia, pay your taxes. But he still does it, even though. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's like I said, this money hungry, like money
but
ain't shit.
Anthony Cumia has the right to be angry at Obamacare, not the motherfucker I'm sitting next to in college. Like, dude. I have more money in my bank account than you right now. You don't have a job, but you're saying Obamacare sucks. Like, no, it benefits you more than it does me.
But
I could almost
wants
pay
some
the
type
$2
of fucking
copay.
Free type of health care, you know. Yeah. But nobody can ever get with the fucking program. You know, they always talk about how awesome it would be or like this place has it. But like when it's time to think about something like that, you're like, oh, fuck this. You know, I got to pay this amount of money on my taxes. Like, fuck it. We paid so many taxes already. What are you even caring about?
I know,
anymore?
Right? And most of the taxes that people pay, I think, I don't know. I'm just pulling this out of my ass. I think it probably goes to like military spending.
Probably. That's what I think.
It won't even go to like Obamacare or education. Mm-hmm. Maybe things were, I don't even think it's called Obamacare. I don't know what the fuck it's called, Affordable Care Act, but it'll go to the military and making tanks. That's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I think in World War II, or I think it's always been like that. Like, not the Revolutionary War, but the second war between the American and the British, I think that war is completely funded on taxes.
Really?
Yeah. So that's when it started. I would think if they were doing it then, you know, the White House is burning because the British decided to just make an impromptu invasion again. It's like Austin versus The Rock 2. I guess taxes are important. You know, we should save ourselves because we're being invaded. But now it's like we're fighting wars halfway across the ocean. Mm. Why aren't taxes going to better places?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's shit that I still don't even understand why we're there. Maybe because I don't look up any of the information, but also like
it doesn't make sense.
I have to like take that shit with like a grain of salt. Yeah. Like what's the point? Like I just never really understand. Like we really should be bettering ourselves as a nation. Even Washington said, he's like, yo, stay out of foreign affairs. And that's what we need to do. We could be the fucking illest country. I mean, well, we are type L, I'm not gonna lie.
We are pretty goddamn awesome. Like,
if we stay out of foreign affairs, we can be bettering this whole country.
Well, look, we know what the one thing America is. As we're sitting here, we're an empire. We don't want to admit that, but we're an empire. We're no different than the Romans. We're no different than Genghis Khan. What's the one thing empires do?
Ball.
Well, after that. But before that, they expand. Empires want to build more. Mm-hmm. It's like greed. It's like, all right, we have the United States. Let's take Puerto Rico. Let's take these Asian places. Ooh, Iraq. It's not even connected to us, but let's take that too. Let's take everything. Let's take as much as we can. What's the difference between the United States invading Iraq and Hitler wanting to Poland? Now, let's take away the fact that the Nazis were killing people, like millions of people at a clip. Just take that away. There's no difference between them wanting Poland and us wanting Iraq.
That's true.
Poland had some resources. It was their way into Russia. Iraq has resources. They got rare minerals that make iPhones. They have the oil because Kuwait's right there. Mm-hmm. We're just no different than the Romans wanting the Germanic states.
That's true.
It's the same shit.
And that's all that greed. And but if we had like, you know, if we would like support like the better technology that would help us, like solar panels, maybe we wouldn't need so much fucking oil and just have electric fucking heating. And we wouldn't need to be in Iraq because you know what? We just wouldn't need to. I can't find a reason. I still don't know why we're there besides what you said, like just wanting that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's under the guise of well, we all saw what happened on September 11th. Look, for sure, terrorists come from those places, right? They come from these Islamic states, these poor, impoverished places. I'm not making excuses for them, because fuck them for knocking down their towers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But they're fucking poor. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pissed off, and what do poor people do? They fucking... Poor people are always the first to rebel.
And we're always hassling these niggas. Yeah. We're always hassling these niggas. Like, oh, let me show you weapons of mass destruction. Like, leave these niggas alone.
There. There's never anything there.
Fuck these niggas. Leave them alone.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe we should help them. Maybe we should send them aid because nobody else is helping them.
That's different.
Them.
That's
but
different. Sending
we're not
aid,
sending
but
them
like,
aid.
We're sending them
taking over.
Like, leave these motherfuckers alone unless you're going to help them without hurting anybody. Obviously, there is going to be people that don't want our help because they don't like our views on like freedom and stuff like that, but like that doesn't mean like the citizens like their country's views too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure there's people in Iraq who are happy with there. I've read stories about that, right? Not just propaganda American sniper shit, but they're happy we're there because there's these shitty fucking regimes that are like declitting women. They stone gays. They're like so far into the stone age. They're Fox News times a fucking thousand. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We should go there. We should send maybe a minimal force there, not to take over, not to get something out of it, but just to help them.
Exactly.
Let them send us the parts to like make the iPods, right? Let them get on their feet. If there was a regime in Iraq, they could have whatever government they want. They could have a dictatorship. They could have democracy. They could have whatever the fuck they want. As long as they're not hurting people and they make money off their own resources and trade with everybody. Mm-hmm. No embargoes either. It's like you have to trade with us, and if we trade with them, fuck you, sir. We're gonna bomb the shit out of you. I mean, just free trading for everybody. You could get Iraq back on its feet.
Yeah, like
everybody
has
a fucking iPhone. Let them sell their own bullshit. Let's teach them how to mine. If they don't know how to mine,
right?
We'll teach them. It's like the old biblical proverb. What is it? Teach a man. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, teach them how to fucking mine.
That's fucking beautiful.
It could be the iPhone capital of the world, Iraq. And then they could gentrify themselves and let the white people take over. But let the white people take over on their own.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, but no, man. We gotta... And make sure when we're mining shit, it's nice. Not like fucking South Africa mining.
Yeah, no conflict diamonds. No conflict diamonds.
I don't know. I don't even know how do you mine without conflict and shit like that. Hold on. Let me see if this is ABMA.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, let's teach them to mine nicely, like the way America did it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That I think in the 50s when, you know, we had the little canary at the bottom and we were paying workers and there were unions, those people knew what they were getting into, but at least they came home and they had a job.
Yeah.
I think Iraqis could use some fucking mining
skills.
They
totally could.
I wouldn't do it, but maybe they can.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. That's profitable mm-hmm. right there for them. Like, they
yeah.
That's something totally that would make jobs yeah. for people. You know what I'm saying? If they need jobs, like, mm-hmm. isn't that what that country's yeah. like suffering for? Is because yeah. they have the lack of jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's basically a third world country, right?
It is a third world, fucking fourth world, dude.
Fourth God, world
shit.
Country.
But not even the comic book fourth world.
Yeah, no,
dude. They're,
shout out.
Like now, I'm thinking about this. We get a lot of rare minerals to build all our shit. Like this. Computer here wouldn't be shit without these rare minerals yeah, coming
the,
from Iraq.
The sapphire button
right?
on the iPhone 5.
Yeah, yeah everything. I wonder how they go about getting it. Now, the United States gets all these fucking things, right? Is that how this works?
I feel like it. We just take it.
Right? Now, do we employ people to go in the mines? That's what I want to know. Let's make
like
this homework.
Our people or
yeah.
their people?
Do we have a military thing set up there and make motherfuckers go down there without any profit to get things?
Like our own military
yeah,
people?
Do you think... I don't know how this works. Where the fuck do these
I highly
minerals...
doubt they have our military...
I mean, do you think our military just sits there and shit? It's like, all right, let's make sure these motherfuckers give us some conflict minerals. I don't know how this works.
Oh my God,
I want to know. I'm going to Google this later. How do we get the minerals out of Iraq or Middle Eastern countries? Because I know the United States has to be in charge of it because all these iPhones are coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, is it like slave labor? Someone's got to know.
It, yeah, like, I don't even know, man. That's
I'm not
really
even...
good question. Like, really, yeah. I never thought of it yeah. on that level before.
And as I'm saying this, I'm looking at my iPhone now, like, oh, wow, this is an amazing thing. But I'm sad because it might be slave labor.
Yeah,
it's such a fucking...
iPhones.
We're in such a weird, privileged place right now.
I know, like, we do take advantage of it, but we also do see... I mean, it would be stupid of us not to take... I don't even know, man. Now
we should
I'm fucking
be happy.
Contradicting myself. I'm a hypocrite.
No, I know what you're saying. We should be happy with what we have, but I guess we should be more aware where it
I
comes
mean,
from.
I mean, me and you and yeah. probably like people like us, mm-hmm. we obviously are aware and we know yeah. these things. But I mean, like, that's not going to stop me from owning an iPhone.
Oh, God. I can't wait till the iPhone 9 comes out
exactly,
and the picture.
Exactly.
You could have hologram mode. You could have
exactly.
classic mode, which
but
is just a regular
there
picture.
Is definitely yeah. like a good amount of the yeah. population that probably has no fucking idea. And I think that's kind of...
Yeah. Is it good to just know
I feel
and
like
not do anything?
Know.
Or is it okay to be ignorant? I don't know.
I
don't know how this works.
Well, how I feel, if the knowledge was out there, it would probably make them obtain the materials by different means.
Yeah.
Because maybe it would turn out where if people weren't so ignorant about mm-hmm. it, they would be like, oh, that's not really that
yeah.
cool that you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
And they'll... basically boycott the company or whatever mm-hmm. and then like they would be like, okay, we gotta do this fucking legit. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So I always think that everybody should like, you know about the knowledge and
yeah.
the knowledge should always be spread. Like that shit should not be just like trapped and you know.
When you hear something fucked, I was reading the Washington Post. Now we get all this shit from there. From Middle Eastern countries is where iPhone minerals are basically mined from, right?
Mm-hmm.
We take their oil mm-hmm. and gas is like $1.25 now. It's fucking fantastic.
I know.
Right?
I don't even drive.
99 cents. Like,
I do
it's
not
like,
even
this is
drive.
So fucking American. I'm really happy about these gas prices. But Saudi Arabia, you want to guess how much gas is in Saudi Arabia?
How much?
Take a guess. Take some three guesses.
Well,
three fucking guesses. How much
in American,
it is.
In like what I think it would be in American currency? Because
yeah.
I have no idea what's
yeah,
Saudi
in American currency.
Gas in Saudi Arabia. I mean, if I would expect it to be extremely cheap only because it's from there.
Give me.
But you're telling me to guess. So
yeah,
it's probably
take
some
three
ridiculous
guesses.
Ass
yeah.
amount. All right. It should probably be like maybe close to like 5 cents, but that's not it. But I'm going to say $10.
$3 less than that.
Really? $7?
It's $7. It's $7 for a gallon of gas in Saudi Arabia. And it's right down the road. You walk down the block and you get a cup of gas and put that shit in your car, it feels like. But it's $7.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I didn't read the Washington Post thing fully. All I know is we gotta get the gas or the oil from the ground, right? Mm-hmm. That's a $1 billion industry. That took so much money to do. Then they got to put it in barrels. That's time. That's another $1 billion industry just to put the shit in the barrels. Then we got to get it on a boat all the way across America. Now, if you know boats, it's really fucking hard to go from one side of the world to the other in a boat. That's another fucking $1 billion. And over here, it's fucking $2.24. But when it's right down the road for them, $7. How the fuck does that work?
Okay, so...
I don't know how this works. I should have probably read it more, but it just goes with what we're saying.
So this $1 billion industry, like, are these? So who runs these pumps?
Like the Saudi kings are in control of everything over there.
Okay, yeah.
The kings of Saudi Arabia probably have power all over the Middle East. We just don't know.
They don't pay like. There's no jobs like how me and you can just go grab a job like in Saudi Arabia. They can't be like, oh, I want to go fucking work at the oil plant. I would think
it's just slavery out there.
That's fucked up.
And it's $7. There's not even paying workers. They're making them just go down. All right, get on this rig.
That's fucked up, man. I can't imagine me somebody like, yo, do this for free. I'm like, yo, fuck you. Suck my dick for free. Like,
suck my dick for free, right? But I guess they don't have that or else they get killed, their wives fucking
who would want to live in something like that? Like,
I that's think horrible. That's the problem with those countries. They're just completely fucked. That's why I think we should send them aid, send them help, but eventually just leave, you know, help them set up. What George Bush was doing in Iraq, we all know what it's for, the oil thing. It's fucking hack to say at this point, blood for oil. But the lie that George Bush was telling, we're doing it to help that country, it was a really good idea that maybe we should really do.
Yeah.
So it's not $7 for them.
That's why he said it.
Yeah. It's a really good idea.
That's why he said it. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Let's help them.
Yeah.
No. No, because everybody's going to be like, oh, we're going to help them. Sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an easy pass. Anybody can fucking lie.
Can you imagine that? Let's think of, I don't know how to even equate this. I don't know, a book. Because we both work in a fucking bookstore. Let's imagine every book is printed a few miles away from your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get Catcher in the Rye. Catcher in the Rye in the store is like, I don't know, $15, $10, maybe hardcover's $23.
Yeah.
Imagine it being $50 for one book, and then somewhere in Europe or the Middle East, it's like $2.
I would be fucking pretty pissed.
Can you imagine that shit? Yeah.
I'm like, okay, number one, this book is made in my country, but it's way cheaper over the sea. That's some bullshit.
It's a weird fucking world. That is some bullshit.
Dude, oh my god, I don't understand this world, dude.
It's not even all a built on now. Money.
It's like the fucking world. Like, oh my god.
But it's not even just us. Any other country in power would do the same thing.
Exactly.
I don't know. I remember the British. We all remember the British. They had their empire.
Mm-hmm.
They were fucking around with India. They were making India their bitch. So they did it too. They want to sit here and be like, what are you doing in Iraq? You motherfuckers. How dare you, goddamn Americans? I'm like, we're not fucking Yankees. You guys did the same thing about 100 years ago.
They were in Jamaica, like all those Caribbean islands and shit like that. Like,
What was Haiti? They were in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Or was that the French?
It could have been French.
French and Haiti. The fucking French are like, oh, you goddamn Yanks. All you want to do is take over everything.
I think the French were also like years ago, and shit like that. Like,
300 years ago, you had every fucking country. If you were on top right now, you would be doing the same.
Yeah,
thing.
Now look at like, all those countries. I'm going to go back on being an American like they're pussies now.
We're no different than France. We're no different than the Romans. Mm-hmm. We're no different than fucking Napoleon. Obama, Napoleon, same fucking shit, to be
honest.
Spelled
the same.
Yeah.
Spelled the same letters.
Yeah, almost. It's all bullshit. Yep. It's like Carlin said, it's all bullshit and it's bad for you.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to fix it. Do you know how to fix it? Right here, let's fix the world.
Oh my god. What? How would we start? What would be the first thing? Like,
New Iraq. Let's start.
I mean, why not? We're already there, so.
I don't know if we could fix the world. I think we can only fix what's around us.
That's
it's like
truth.
The thing you were saying with George Washington before.
Like, we just gotta stay out of foreign affairs,
let people do their thing.
I mean, at that point, only thing we could do is basically like preach and hopefully like people will see how like you know, how good. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, nobody's ever going to get along with each other.
No, that's the it's always problem. Democrats versus Republicans, liberals versus conservatives.
Get along with each other.
That's like the first thing.
You just need what happened. What needs to happen is it needs to be one place that just fucking just hits everybody. Like how, like ISIS, how they cut off that Japanese nigga's head. Yeah. Now Japan is like, yo, fuck that. Yeah. Like we just need like one person to just make everybody mad, and everybody has the common enemy, but still like the same enemy, but like still, then that's still not getting along. Yeah. I mean, everybody now has like the same fucking obviously the same enemy, so we're gonna work together on that, but like now that person's not in anything because they're the enemy. So
why can't life be more like wrestling, where we have a Survivor Series, like the world versus ISIS?
Yeah, right.
Why can't we have our own 5-on-5 like, loser goes home? Fuck ever happened to that,
right? Like what the fuck, they need to set up something like that, fucking world competition.
Yeah, but everybody in ISIS comes from a place where they're just fucking pissed off at American colonialism. Like I said, I'm not saying what they're doing is right, because fuck them for beheading people. That's a terrible thing to do.
I mean, like, especially like not because like I'm all over Japan's dick, but like they're like a country that does not like
we've always been their military. Yeah, yeah.
We took away their military power after World War II. Like, we are their military. Yeah, yeah. For like a country that has no military or anything like that, for them to get really mad and like kind of like want revenge.
Wait,
like,
is that why they did it?
Because no. I'm just saying, like, Japan's like,
listen, I know they don't have a military. Do they have a military?
I think,
how does this work?
I think we took away the right to like.
Yeah, I knew that.
Some I remember like learning that, and I thought that was nuts. I was like, we can do that? We can say, oh, you guys can't have a military?
Only
like,
because
we have
bigger.
To protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Like, for a country that doesn't have like really any affairs with like I guess that are not like kind of like political, because Japan doesn't attack anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, after all that shit that they used to did in like Nanking and shit like that, like
but wasn't that just like a one-time thing? I've never heard of Japan ever in the history books going after other countries just because.
I bet you if it was in Asia, you would know all about, like, because fucking Korea's like, Korea and Japan have some beef. Fucking Korea is like so mad at Japan. They want them to apologize for all like the rape victims of like the war or something.
Whoa,
like
World War II.
I don't know what war, like there's some weird Asian wars and stuff like that we just don't know about, because you know we're in America, so they teach us like American history. They teach us a little bit about the country, but if we was in Japan, they'll be teaching us about like all the beef that they probably had like with Korea and all that stuff like that, and Taiwan and stuff like that.
Now, is this new beef, is it old beef? How long has it been going? Old beef.
Yeah, so like they're pissed about that. So they do have, like, you know, there was a time where, you know, Japan's army was going around fucking shit up. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so, but like now they don't do that. They don't do that shit anymore. So, I mean, I don't really think any Asian countries besides China has, like, in North Korea. Yeah. I don't really even know. Vietnam is a fucking fourth world, third world country. Yeah. So, like, they probably don't even have an army.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Taiwan is being, I think it's some island off of Taiwan or some shit like that, or is it being protected by us? So, like, there's not really that much beef over there. Like, China's like Asia, you know? Like, China has the military.
How come Germany got a fucking army before the Japanese did? How crazy is that? How many fucking millions of people did they kill? All Japan did, look, Pearl Harbor was a shitty thing, but all they did was kill some sailors. They killed like 100-something sailors. The Germans killed millions of people. I think the 100-something sailors, those guys should probably get a military before the Germans do. I would still watch out for the Germans.
It was like, wasn't it like, okay, number one, we put an embargo on like, on like Japan's trading, and then like these guys were like, hey, maybe you should go attack America because they fucking put an embargo on your shit. And it was like, yeah, that's a great idea. We're in.
I feel like the Japanese, the only time, I don't know, like I said, I don't know much about Japanese history.
Oh, neither do I, so don't worry.
But it just seems like they never left the Asian territories. Whenever they went to war, they never went to fucking Russia. They never went to Britain to fight a war.
Yeah,
it
they
seems
were
like,
always like in Asia, like any type of Asian.
Yeah,
like,
any beef they had was within the Asian territories. Yeah. North Korea, I don't know, wherever the fuck they went.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
But the Germans, they've been savages forever. Didn't the Vikings come out of fucking Germany?
Did they?
Where did they come out of?
I have fucking
Sweden?
No idea.
They came out of that little area. The Germans, they took down the fucking Romans. They set up a Christian empire and went to war with the Muslims. Then there was Hitler. We all know how that ended. Like, they've been pieces of shit forever. Now, all of a sudden, they get their own thing. Why? Because the BMW runs nice? Why do they get a fucking army? But the Japanese, they stay within Asian affairs. They don't get shit.
I don't fucking know, man. Do you think Germany will ever make that mistake again?
Absolutely they will. For fucking sure. Just wait. The Euro is probably just an excuse to get that German empire back again.
I bet somebody's that was fucking plotting. Yeah. I mean, like, they do fucking have Nazis. Yeah. Like, they're just underground. Illuminati.
Just wait. It turns out the Euro was just a way to, like, unite Europe again. And it'll be the first time it'll be, like, a white person versus white person war. Like, in forever. We haven't had one of those in a while. We're due. Right? Just wait till that Euro works and Germany's like, guess that who's back, motherfuckers. It's hilarious. Like Jericho coming back every 6 months. Germany's gonna come back. They're gonna unite. They're gonna come together with the Brits, the French. Oh, you fucking Yankees. How dare you colonialize? Watch us colonialize and we'll do it the right way. But it's the same way we did it.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Now that you said that, I remember watching the X-Files. Yeah. When was Kennedy president?
Like what year? 60s.
60s?
During civil rights era.
What war were we fighting in around that time?
Vietnam? Yeah.
Okay. The episode of the X-Files that I was watching, it was like why Kennedy and Martin Luther King got assassinated, and I thought it was really ill.
Because, was it aliens?
No, it wasn't aliens, but okay. Like it was like really ill. Yeah. And like they had it where, cuz it was a point where Martin Luther King was like, you know, why are you going to fight for you know, the war, and we don't even have rights here, like, to the black people? And then like somebody on the X-Files side was like, yo, we can't let him say that, because if we don't get the people to fight for us, like, we're not going to have people, because obviously, you know, we're still citizens of the country, and that's still fighters right there. And I imagine, like, okay, there was like no black person or any African Americans, you know, fighting for the Vietnam. It would be a really probably small army. So like that's why they assassinated Martin Luther King. And I thought that was a fucking really ill twist in that storyline. I was like, yeah, that's fucking dope.
That makes sense.
I was like, that's fucking nuts, because he was coercing them not to join to fight the army. Because you know what? Why would we if we
just fucking getting shit on?
Yeah, years. Exactly. And I was like, yo,
things didn't get better after slavery. It just ended up, it was just a new kind of racism.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. Talking about the white versus white war, so I thought that was that.
But no, it's it is true. I remember in college I took a class, and during World War II, there was like a small movement of like black writers who would say, why the fuck are we gonna fight for this country? We fight for them. And they throw us on the front lines. They disrespect us in the army. Then when we get home, they disrespect us more. Like, why the fuck are we gonna fight?
What would happen if, like, no African Americans fought for, like, World War II or, like, fucking, like, Vietnam?
Get rid of African Americans. Get rid of just every minority group. Puerto Ricans especially. They love the fucking army for some reason. You get rid of black people, Puerto Ricans. Oh, there's no army. Oh my god.
Holy shit. Like,
what? Every Puerto Rican person I ever met had like a stint in the army. I don't know why. Nuts. Is it? Do they have like a warrior sense?
Yeah, that's free fucking money, right? But speaking like literally wise, but like that's fucking hilarious,
dude. I'll see like Puerto Rican friends from high school. Like, where you? How you been, man? I was like, you know, I just came home from Iraq. I'm like, what? You too,
dude? Like. One of my best friends that I used to fucking like skateboard with back all the time. Like, he was my best friend from like elementary school all the way up until like maybe like 19th grade in high school. Fucking like, I found out like, you know, a couple years ago that he joined the military. I was like, what? I would have never expected that, you know, from us like fucking like, you know, skateboarding hard. Yeah. And him now just like joining the military. What a fucking turn.
It is a fucking turn. Like, what if everybody did? You know what? That Martin Luther King thing, it's probably not off. Oh, yeah. What if he was right? Like, stop fighting.
Because that means that, you know how many people, how many African Americans are in this fucking country? Like, all those men that that wouldn't join the war, that's a lot of fucking numbers, you know? Like, there would have been no fucking way that we would have, like, you know, put a dent in anything. I don't even really know what the fuck Vietnam War was, if we won or lost, but we would have definitely lost.
Yeah, we definitely got our ass whooped.
If we didn't lose, we would have definitely lost. And if we did lost, we still would have definitely lost harder. Yeah. like I don't even fucking know. Because that's a lot of number of people right there.
That's
huge amount. Not to join up, you know?
Most of the militaries is fucking minorities.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Minorities and Southerners. which is a ridiculous thing. Like, the South hates black people. But if you think about it, the South's reason for hating black people is, like, they have these reasons where it's, like, they got the guns, they got the violence. Like, motherfucker, don't you love your Second Amendment and your guns? Aren't you kind of the same as the people you hate? What's right. the difference?
Right?
Yeah. Like, these people, they're ignorant. They don't know how to speak. Well, I'm like, I'm listening to you speak, and you kind of speak like a fucking dummy yourself.
Did you finish school?
Yeah. That's why it's funny. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, he's uber Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't represent, I don't think he represents Republicans well, because he's like well spoken. He's not like a Southerner. Mm-hmm. He's like talking for people who talk like idiots. If you had a real Republican in there, I think real change would happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's like a calculated thing. We got to get an educated guy here, an educated white dude that doesn't speak like these fucking Southerners. Because if we get a real Republican in here, we're fucked. Like, they're doomed.
Oh, my God.
Like, they got to, like, make these guys like John Boehner in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most well-spoken people, most smart people, they have ideas, more progressive ideas, right? More, unified ideas.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, John Boehner is made in a factory. And he's a fucking android. Because nobody who speaks that fucking well should be that fucking dumb on things like gay right? marriage. It doesn't make right? sense to
no,
me.
No, it does not.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it does not.
You gotta get a guy from North Carolina, like 10 generations back, he owned like 9 slaves. He owned like 7 plantations. That's the fucking person who should be running. Because then we get to see the real people. Like, that's what a Republican really is to me. Like, I've seen the funniest is a black Republican or like a Spanish Republican. Like, you just don't like yourself.
Yeah,
you
right?
don't like your people. There's no fucking
way. No way.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
No. What are you doing? They hate you. If you went into Senate right now, I'm like, I'm here. I want my fucking guns. I hate my gays. I hate everything. I hate the Obamacare. I hate the president. They were like, what's this motherfucker doing in here? Like, and they would kill him. They would for sure put on some Klein hoods and kill him.
How did they even become a Republican? I would have been like, what made you become a Republican?
There was, all right. Dude, I had an interview with the Anthony Cumia show, mm-hmm. right? And I was just sitting in on the show, and he had a guest on. It was a black dude. It's a black Republican guy. He hated his Obama, and he's shitting on black people the whole time. But I'm just thinking, you're a fucking idiot. This guy was definitely a fucking dummy. Look, I got what he was saying, right? Mm-hmm. I got some of the things he said, but it's like, these people you hate, these black men, these black women that you're calling ignorant, they're the only people fighting for you. The white motherfuckers aren't fighting for you. This is why I loved Malcolm X. I love black rage. I think it's the greatest thing in the world to me. Because it's fucking real unity. It's a group of people who've just been kicked, fucking shoved down. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? Fight back. Just fucking fight mm-hmm. back. You have the right to. That's why I love that shit. This motherfucker shouldn't be siding with the white people
and like,
fucking Congress. They hate you. What are you doing fighting? Just be for Obama. Like a, just do. I don't know.
It's like a guy, like you saw Django and that guy, like the house nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to be a house nigga. He was happy being a house nigga. It's like, fuck.
That's the best fucking thing right there.
I know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to get
He's
at.
He's like
betraying
his own. I'm like, really? Like,
really? Are you sure?
Real?
You know, like, they hate you, right? You know they made you a slave. The fucking, this white dude here that you're fighting for took your life. He owns you. But you're angry at Django for wanting to free you?
Them, right?
You're a fucking idiot, sir.
Like,
that was a beautiful part,
I
by
know,
the way.
It I
was
know,
fucking
I know.
A real piece of shit.
I didn't know shit like that was like even exist until I saw that, like really saw that movie, and I was like, really? Like, I can,
no,
I can believe that
that's
shit.
That's real fucking
like,
shit.
I can
that's
believe
why in
that
in early gangster rap music, they would bring up the house slave and all that shit. Like, you're a house. I heard one rapper call another rapper, you house motherfucker. I'm like, and back then I was like, what does that mean? It was just the guy in the house that sucked the master's dick.
Yeah. The house nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
I never knew what that term really meant either until actually we kind of just talked about that.
That's exactly what it is.
A house nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I hate to break it to the guy. His name was Peter Sotomayor, but he is as fucking house as you get.
That's true right there. That's basically what he is. That's basically
I'm a white dude, but I don't like when black people side with white people. I think it's like, you should hate us. I think it's fair. Like, you should hate me. You should hate Richie. Just fucking hate us. It's okay.
But you guys are awesome, because you know what? You guys love me and I love you. Like, every time I'm like, if I don't see you guys for like a really long period of time, you guys show me so much love. And I'm like, I'm just a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys make me feel so awkward because you show me so much love. I'm like, why are you guys showing me this much love? I don't understand it.
Because
so, like,
you're Naquan, sir.
But you guys are fucking awesome. Like, I have no reason to hate you. You guys don't hate me. You guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want to hang out with me and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I can never fucking hate anybody that wants to, you know, be around me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You were the first person I thought of when it's like, I gotta get a new show together.
That's fucking awesome.
I was definitely the first person. It's like, who the fuck? Who have I had good conversations with? And I thought about a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about mending some fences. I thought about, I don't know, getting some people from schools. Like, after that time in fucking GameStop, I was like, I'm just gonna get Daquan. It's just the way you gotta do it.
That's fucking awesome. I'm glad that you did, man.
Absolutely, like, man. This is fun.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
It is fun.
You get me out of my fucking house. I've been fucking... Yeah. I've been a house nigga myself lately.
Sitting home all day.
Literally.
Yeah.
Fucking eating cereal and watching DVD. So, like, you get me out of my house, you know? So, I definitely appreciate that. That's why I never, like, no, I'm not going to do this today. Unless, I'm really tired. But, like, lately, I always come through when you ask me to.
Absolutely.
I fucking love doing this, and I think this is fucking awesome.
It's fun. And if there's ever a way we can make a career out of this, it'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. We just got to keep doing this. Yeah. You know what? I got to start remembering my fucking articles that I read.
Yeah, yeah. There's an article I actually want to put up. Speaking of which, let me finish this text. I'm going to put this on pause for a second. And we'll get to part two in a little bit. All right. And hopefully it doesn't you know what I think happened last time? You know, we did that, new Iraq episode.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think happened was I stopped it for a second and it started at the beginning. So it might've just taped over.
No way.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but I'm looking at this now and it's starting off where we just ended.
Yeah.
We ended by essentially sucking each other's dicks. And you said we should take the last part out because we're too nice to each other. But I think we keep that in.
Fuck
Let's
it.
Make it really uncomfortable.
Yeah, fuck it. I agree.
Absolutely. All right. So there's a story I'm obsessed with. I might make this next part a part of this podcast, the Parker Morales. I may make it a part of the wrestling podcast I want to do called Hitting It Raw. I don't know how I want to do this.
I like that title.
Yeah,
so
Hitting It Raw. Absolutely. I've been
that's fucking sick.
So Hitting It Raw is a podcast I've been doing since last year, but I did it by myself. I always did it in my car.
That's fucking awesome.
I would use this iPhone, this fucking conflict mineral phone, and just record a podcast by myself. I was like, it was always one of the most frightening things to do, because I remember in college, I was like, I want to do a radio show. I want to talk. I want to have thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm probably dumb now. I won't be good for 20 years, but I want to try it. I remember doing it alone and I was fucking frightened. I didn't know what to talk about. So for like 3 years after that, I didn't do a podcast on my own until I just did this wrestling podcast for a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hitting It Raw. And I would go on for like a half an hour or an hour, like, oh, I can do it alone. But now I got these microphones and I could share it with my friends.
Nice.
So I guess this is an impromptu episode of Hitting It Raw. I want to make a website for it. I want to go official with this thing. And the first thing we could talk about on the inaugural episode of Hitting It Raw, which is after Parker Morales, it's called WWE Star Seth Rollins Learns to Keep Nude Photos to Himself. Did I say that wrong? I can't fucking read. By the way, I want to let you know, I was the idiot in class who couldn't read. And I made sure to take a piss every time that you're just like, all right, we got to read a book now.
Don't worry. Don't worry. My reading skills, bro. Like, I can read in my head perfectly fine, but once it starts to come out loud, I'm horrible at it.
Okay, let me start this again. This article is on Deadspin.com. It's called WWE Star Seth Rollins Learns to Keep Nude Photos to Himself. All right, I guess
not
that
suitable
sense.
For work.
Not suitable for work, apparently. Suitable enough for this basement. So, do you know who Seth Rollins is?
No.
He's the guy with the briefcase, the Money in the Bank briefcase. He, like, follows around Triple H.
Okay,
like, supposed to be the next John Cena, but, like, the bad guy Cena. I guess Triple H wants him to be, like, the next him. Because WWE needs a heel. Triple H is going away, and Triple H has been the best bad guy. Yeah. For fucking ever.
For a really, really long time. I mean, he used to be one of my favorite bad guys back in the day.
He was such a shithead. Do you remember when he was teamed up with China?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
There was a storyline where China, she had a number one contenders match with Triple H. Mm-hmm. It was around, I think, SummerSlam 99. Winner faces Austin.
Mm-hmm.
China beats the shit out of Triple H in a match, and she wins. She becomes number one contender for the title. And for the next few weeks, Triple H berates her. He's like, a woman can't be in the main event of SummerSlam. He smacks her. He punches her. They have a rematch. And Triple H, it was essentially domestic abuse, that match. And the King is like, that's right, Triple H should be in the main event of SummerSlam, JR. And JR's like, this is just wrong. No man should treat a woman like that. I mean, that's the level piece of shit we're going with Triple H. Now, Seth Rollins is built to be, I guess, the next Triple H, but he's a fantastic wrestler. Mm-hmm. The thing with heels is that they're usually powerhouses. They don't move quickly in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins is like, you know Daniel Bryan?
Like, I'm off, man.
Okay.
You're going to have to...
You know Kenta.
Yeah, I know a little. My cousin always speaks about Kenta. Okay. So, like, I know a little.
You've seen a Kenta match, right?
Yeah.
He's very quick in the ring. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a high flyer. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking Japanese Hulk Hogan, but with like 100 moves. He has Kenta style in the ring. He is fucking quick, and he's like one of the first big heels to be like this. Now, right now, he has a thing called Money in the Bank. Do you know what Money in the Bank is?
No.
Okay, Money in the Bank is contested in it's a ladder match, but six people. Now, the person who wins the Money in the Bank match, they get to cash in anytime they want. And when they cash in, they get a title match.
What?
So let's say Lesnar beats John Cena.
Okay.
Right? Lesnar's tired. Seth Rollins could come in after the match. He could beat the shit out of him with the chair and then cash in Money in the Bank. And then have a title match right there.
Hold up. So basically, it's almost like the rules of a hardcore match where, these two niggas are fighting for a title. And a nigga just comes out of nowhere. I want this belt.
Yeah. For one single moment, the WWE title becomes like the hardcore title. And only the keeper of the Money in the Bank briefcase could cash in and then win the championship.
At any time?
Anytime he wants.
So he can like kick down his door?
Dude, absolutely. That's it's never happened.
I know, no. Yeah, but no, I'm just saying.
It should happen.
That's how hardcore matches used to be. I remember
Crash Holly?
Fucking back in the day, like they were in like the back room, like in the locker room.
Yeah.
And this dude had I forgot who it was. He had a referee with him. And he just came out. And he just
it was always Crash. Crash always had the hardcore title or he always had a referee.
He just pinned him in the back room and he had a title. I was like, really? You could do that?
If Seth Rollins wanted to, what he can do is Brock Lesnar, he could be sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar could be in bed. He could be in his hotel room. And Seth Rollins could come in with the referee, sneak in, you know, maybe knock out Paul Heyman, who's like fucking out the door. And he'd be like, okay, ref, I'm going to pin Brock Lesnar and be champion right now. As long as he has the briefcase, he could cash in whenever he wants and get a title shot at any time.
That's fucking nuts.
So right now, Seth Rollins has the Money in the Bank briefcase. That's his gimmick.
Okay.
Well, Seth Rollins is having a little bit of trouble in his personal life, it looks like. As you know, if you're in any spotlight, people are just really going to want to fuck you.
Yeah, of course.
So I think he's been doing a lot of fucking, especially as of late when he's like broken out and on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like, I don't know if this is true, but it seems like he's been fucking a developmental wrestler. Her name is Zahara Schreiber, right? Now, what happened was on Instagram, a naked picture of this girl, of this wrestler, Zahara Schreiber, shows up.
You can post nudes on Instagram?
Well, for some reason, someone hacked Seth Rollins' fucking Instagram, right? And this woman's nudes just got on there.
What?
Yeah. And Rollins is like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on? It happened immediately after Raw. Seth Rollins was like in a match, and he was getting the shit kicked out of him by like Dolph Ziggler. Like Dolph Ziggler jumped on him from the ramp to like the bottom of the stage. And after that, somebody hacks his fucking Instagram and puts this nude picture up. So after fucking Rollins gets into the locker room, he notices that there's a nude picture up, and it's of this girl named Zahara. He deletes it. And you know what happens a few minutes later? The fucking thing goes back up. Yeah. So after that happens, Seth Rollins' fiance, her name is Layla Schultz, she posts this picture. It's a picture of Seth Rollins' dick. And I think the only reason why she posted a picture of her husband's dick on the internet.
Tiny.
It is, first off, a guy with a fucking 9-pack. He has abs of steel, should not have a fucking mediocre dick.
Like, it's like, so, literally like 6'5". Look at this dick.
Yeah. Do you think you're packing more than Seth?
Probably. Definitely.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to get off fucking, I'm going to go on a little tangent. Holy just get off this for fuck. A second.
I feel there, bad for him.
Yeah. There was
like, this thing is built.
Yeah. There was a wrestler dick. Named Zack Ryder. He's from Long Island. Now, I've heard stories of women who have fucked Zack Ryder. Allegedly, he has a chode. You know what a chode is?
Yeah, of course.
Very thick penis, but it's very small and not lengthy. Now, if you know Vince McMahon, he likes his genitals. He likes a big fucking dick on his wrestlers. He likes a big set of balls. And Zack Ryder has neither. And for a while, Zack Ryder was getting this push. He was over with the fans. He had the United States championship. And all of a sudden, it got taken away. My theory is Vince McMahon found out that Ryder wasn't packing much.
Ooh.
There's apparently stories in the locker room where Vince is like, let me see what you got there. And like Vince will show off his dick. He'll show off his balls. This is all alleged, like from shit I heard on the internet. Vince would show off his dick. The other wrestler would show him his dick. And he would be like, oh, you got a good set right there. I don't know if that gets people fucking pushes in wrestling. But if Vince is that obsessed with genitals, maybe, just maybe, a fucking Ryder's walking around with the United States Championship. He's like, Ryder, let me see what you got. And this is like a tall guy. He's very muscular. His legs are fucking huge. You would think he's packing something. And maybe Vince saw his chode like, I can't have this on my champion. And so all of a sudden, Zack Ryder went from this high of winning the United States Championship in Philadelphia, a fucking wrestling town. If you win a title in Philly, you're good. Mm. You're just good anywhere in wrestling. That's where ECW was out of. You win in Philly, you win wrestling fans all over the United States. It's like with Japan. Japan, if you're good in Japan, you could get a job anywhere in the world. So Ryder wins in Philly. He gets the United States Championship. He gets this push he's been pushing for a year. And then after a month, all of a sudden, he's in a match with Kane, and Kane breaks his neck for no reason. And then in the storyline, Zack Ryder was dating this diva named Eve. Mm-hmm. And Eve, at the same time that he broke his neck, Eve just dumped him and started making out with John Cena.
What?
And all of a sudden, Ryder's push went nowhere. And Zack Ryder's big WrestleMania moment was Eve kicking him in the balls.
Oh my God.
A genital mutilation by Eve. That's why I'm thinking maybe Vince McMahon got rid of Ryder because he doesn't respect what he's packing. I don't think he does, and that's why his push was taken away. Vince is like, drop your pants, let me see what you got. You're a man, you're my United States champion, you're going to lead this company. You're going to be champion one day.
Oh my fucking
And he's like, I can't have my champion have a small dick.
That is hilarious.
Now, with Seth Rollins, he doesn't have to worry as much because fucking Triple H is in charge now. He's the big guy. He's taking over for Vince. So maybe Triple H will be okay with the sad little Brett Favre fucking looking dick right there. Dude, I was looking at it and I put my shit. I tried to get my shit at like full mast this morning. I was like, I just wanted to see. Maybe does mine look like that? I was like, mine is definitely thicker. Mine's definitely a little bigger. And it's just sad that this is it. This is dick. And it's like such a hilarious, sad. It looks like he's not even that hard, but it's standing up on its own. Yeah. You know when you're at fucking, you're a full fucking blast, and it's like, it could hold a bucket. You know that feeling? It's like, I could put a fucking sand bucket on this.
Oh my hold anything God. Up.
His is at full blast right now, and it looks like mine at half mast. And it looks like it's really trying hard, too, because it's like standing up.
Like fucking 90 degrees from his body.
Did you ever do the fucking dick twitch with your thing where it's like you can make it go up and down when you're at full blast? Yeah, yeah. You just playing around like that. Yeah,
dude.
His dick could do that now, and it's like maybe only a few inches. And he's so jacked. That's the scary part.
I know his body's so fucking huge. Like his thighs are huge. It's fucking like that 9-pack of got pecs. Like this guy's fucking built.
And now his girlfriend, who's very fucking good looking, by the way.
Oh my god. She's banging.
Yeah. She posts his dick on her Twitter. And after that, someone asked her, "Did you do that on purpose?" And her reply was, "I definitely did. Ha 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 ha." Ha. So she is fucking. There's some shit going down.
Is she right free? Now. She's available. Yeah.
It might be. And now her best friend
at I'm a Blazer.
Yeah. Her best friend sends her something on Facebook, and it says "send nudes." Right? And she tagged her friend Layla Schultz at Pillow Talk. And her friend Layla, who's Seth Rollins' wife, says, "I love you so much, baby. I hate my life and my fiance. I just want to run away with you." Now, my guess is that Seth Rollins was sending that to the NXT girl, the naked one that was on his Instagram. And I think she's just quoting him now. I think this is just a theory that Seth was telling the NXT developmental chick, "I want to be with you. I love you. Blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
I hate my fiance.
And I hate my fiance."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah.
So I think the developmental chick's like, "No, fuck this. He's not going to dump me." And she notices that it's just not going to happen. She probably found out that Seth and Layla over here, they're getting married. Like, they probably set up a wedding day. So I think Layla, or whoever this developmental girl is, she hacked his Instagram. Like, she got her password somehow. And she's working with the wife, and she's sending all the text messages. What? I think that's what's happening. Yeah.
Yo.
So,
what the fuck?
His side is sending all the texts because she's fucking angry. Like, Seth isn't going to come to me. I'm going to ruin his shit now. Mm. And now his shit is ruined with his wife, and his wife is posting everything. Like, this is another thing Seth Rollins apparently said to his side piece, who's, by the way, if you're a developmental wrestler, you probably shouldn't be blowing up the shit of the star.
Definitely.
Because she's done now. I don't think she could get a job in WWE. Really, I don't know. I don't know if she can move up now. I think she let the relationship thing get to her head. It sucks what happened to her. Like, this dude was lying to her. It sucks anytime that happens. But, like, now she's conspiring with his fiance to make him look bad. It's like, you kind of made yourself look bad.
Yeah.
Now, I think she wanted to post. All right, here's another thing Seth Rollins, I think, sent to the side piece. His wife posted this on Facebook. "I can't stop thinking about you and your sleepy voice. I fucking love you so much. You're the best thing that has ever happened to me." His wife posted this on Facebook, and I think it's from the side girl. I think the side girl is the mouthpiece. She's the Jimmy Hart for Seth Rollins' girlfriend.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Yeah. There's a whole thing going on. And then, after that happened, Seth Rollins' Instagram, it's hooked up to WWE.com. So his dick went on WWE.com.
What?
Yeah. So they had to take that down very quickly. It was, like, at the side of the page. You know how some websites have, like, the side, Twitter feed and Instagram feed?
On the sidebar, yeah.
Well, his dick came up on the sidebar. So all the little kids looking up what happened on Raw.
Oh, my God, dude.
It went on the Facebook page. It went on WWE.com.
Holy shit.
Ruined his shit.
Oh, my God.
That is the most scorned woman. That's the best scorned woman thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my. And this happened yesterday?
This happened yesterday right after Monday Night Raw. He went through a hellacious match, and his life fell apart
so,
right after.
Do you think Monday Night Raw next week is going to be fucking weird
at all? Triple H said that Triple H acknowledged, he's like, "We're not going to talk about this. Okay. We're going to let Seth be." We're not. If this was Vince McMahon, this would have been a story.
Oh, God.
Fucking Seth Rollins' wife, and she would be like John Cena's manager. His side piece would be like fucking the GM of Raw, and she would make Seth Rollins' life a living hell. Seth Rollins would be like the hero.
Oh my fucking God,
it would
dude.
Be Matt Hardy versus Edge all over again. For sure. Vince McMahon's such a piece of shit. This developmental star would have gotten a $10 million contract. Vince is like, "Well, looks like you made some news here.
That's
Let's
fucking
take
awesome,
advantage."
Those are
what I'm talking about.
I missed that. I wish Triple H is definitely handing it good. It was like, we're not going to blow up Seth's spot. He's got to do some
doubt,
shit.
No doubt.
Triple H is like, we're going to make sure we're going to concentrate on the wrestling. But I kind of miss Vince McMahon. Like, this developmental diva wouldn't have been shit. And then all of a sudden, she's this big thing. Like, yes, Vince McMahon's like, she knows how to stir the shit. Give her a job.
Yeah, right?
Triple H is just going to bury her. He doesn't want this shit anymore.
Yeah, no. You know? But I mean, like, I feel like it's going to come back, though.
You think it'll come back?
Well, I mean, like, it's going to be like,
Yeah.
It's just going to take a bit.
I think Triple H is more worried about wrestling.
I like that because, you know, like, I feel
it should be that way.
Yeah.
The soap opera thing is just overdone.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because of the drama, and obviously everybody fucking loves drama when they're not in it.
This would be a fantastic story.
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you serious?
Dude, this chick Seth has been fucking with.
Are you serious?
She kind of knows the business a little bit. She kind of knows how to wrestle. She probably kind of knows how to be on the mic because she's in NXT, which is WWE's AAA. She could do something. So Vince McMahon would turn her into a fucking star overnight.
In an instant, dude.
But I guess in a Triple H era, she'll be buried. And the reason why I think this is because the thing I was telling you about NXT, well, Triple H is completely in charge of that, right? Okay. It's all the guys who are going to be on the WWE roster one day, and it's all wrestling and no story. And it's really good. They have small stories, but the matches are 30 minutes.
Yeah, you tell me.
So I think WWE is just going to turn into that.
I mean, that would be pretty sick, you know? Yeah. That would be pretty sick. I would fucking love that.
Absolutely. Oh, it should. They got to get back to wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
They can't be having these 90-minute promos. Maybe you start the show with a good promo, and every now and then you end with the contract signing. That's like some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But you got to have wrestling matches.
Yeah.
It's fucking... I don't know why everyone needs to have 10 minutes of talking and 2 minutes of match.
I know. That makes me so upset. He's like, fuck, I want to see these motherfuckers fight.
There's some good fucking wrestlers. There's this female wrestler named Emma. She put on a 5-star match with another female wrestler named Paige at one NXT event. So fucking good. It was the best match of the night. It was probably match of the year. And you would never expect this from a Divas match because the Divas matches are just shit now. Not because the Divas wrestlers are bad, but they get 2 minutes of time in the ring now on Monday Night Raw. But Triple H, since he was in charge of NXT, he let the women go, and their matches are just as good as the male matches.
That's awesome. That's what I would like to see right there.
It's amazing. Like, their women's champion is Ric Flair's daughter. She's a fucking good wrestler. But once she comes up to Raw, it's like, she'll be in 2-minute matches, and they'll put her in like a lingerie pillow fight match, which I love.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I like
that you said that because, like, when I watch Japanese wrestling, like, I sometimes do watch like the female wrestlers, and those matches be really good, dude.
Yeah,
like, fucking like really solid matches, and like those matches, like sometimes it'll be like. It'll be like one of the Japanese stars that I'm watching, like versus like she'll be in like Mexico versus like, you know, one of the Spanish like divas, and like those matches are like fucking solid. They'll be doing like shit that the male wrestlers be doing.
Absolutely.
Like, really like crazy shit. I'm like, yo, I can't believe she just did that to her. Like, she just fucking really just drop kicked this bitch. Like, dude, it's so good. I love when I have like a full blown like wrestling fucking match.
It's almost surprising that the Divas match is good because we're so trained in the United States to look at a woman's match like this is trash.
Yeah, and I'm usually like, yo, good, I wouldn't fuck like, with her. She would whip my ass.
Yeah.
Like, yo, the fights really be that good where I'm not focused on how hot she is, but like how much damage she's fucking putting in. Like, how much work she's actually fighting. Like, dude, it's fucking nuts.
The UFC's doing that right now. They have a thing where the female fighters are fucking ridiculous. It's not a sideshow. Mm-hmm. It's not girls in miniskirts fighting each other. They're dressed like the males. They have the boxing gloves like the males. They fight like the males.
That's what I like
and
to see.
And they put on some
that's
fucking
what I like
fights.
To see.
And
I fucking
it puts the whole card together.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. And that is fucking awesome.
Their top woman fighter is Ronda Rousey. You know who Ronda Rousey is? Mm-mm. She's a fucking savage, dude. She wins matches in like 30 seconds, like clear, concise knockouts. She's the Brock Lesnar of females. She fucks shit up. And it's like legitimate. She's Tyson. She's the Tyson.
I love that you said that. That's fucking sick.
Nobody's beaten her. No one's even come close to beating her. There hasn't been one round where someone had an up on Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey just knocks them out.
That's fucking sick. That's pure fighting right there, too. That's fucking ill.
Next month, Rousey's going to have a fight with someone. Apparently, this woman's... I haven't done much research. I just know Ronda Rousey. And apparently, she's good, the one that's coming up now. But she's just going to get her ass kicked. She's just going to be like Michael Spinks bung, knocked out. Everybody's going down.
Oh my god, that's fucking sick. Now I'm kind of like stoked to like see some NXT if they have like really good like 30 NXT minute has matches great matches. Like
look up Paige versus Emma. I forgot the name of the NXT event. It might have been NXT Arrival, NXT Takeover. Dude, 5-star match. There was about 4 matches on that card. There was a ladder match. It was better than the ladder match. And the fans were way into the women's match. Dude, there was a point where Emma did a powerbomb.
A ladder match, too. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
the spots in the Divas match was better than the powerbomb.
What?
It's crazy.
Dude, that's fucking sick. That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
And they're like to be, they're allowed to be creative in the ring. So at the time, Batista made his comeback, and everybody hated Batista.
Mm-hmm.
So Emma does the Batista bomb, and the crowd just starts chanting, "Better than Batista." Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
What?
And in the end, Paige won, but they got the only standing ovation that night. The main event, there was a standing ovation, but it seemed like it was more like contrived. Because John Cena got up and he just started clapping. So everyone else got up.
So basically the main event was the fucking Divas match.
Yeah, the main event was the Divas match. Everybody got up and clapped on their own.
That's fucking sick.
And Paige and Emma, they were these fierce fucking rivals in the ring, and they hated each other, and they just fucking hugged after. Like, holy shit. They put on such a good match. There was sportsmanship. Yeah.
Damn, my God. That's so ill, dude. That is so ill. I'm so
It was easily the best match of 2013. 2013... featured Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk, CM Punk versus John Cena. Those matches didn't have a candle to fucking Emma versus Paige. You want to know what happens to Emma when she gets into the WWE?
What?
Nothing. She has, she's, you know Santino Marella?
Nah.
Santino Marella's a jobber. He ain't shit. He's such a jobber, he just retired. Mm-hmm. He didn't really do anything. He would lose his matches all the time. They made Emma Santino Marella's fucking manager, and Emma's a better wrestler than him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she's such a good wrestler. Santino,
I wanna see her fight.
Yeah, she's great. I'm gonna put on Emma versus Paige in the background. Oh no, I'm gonna put on the best of so you can see what I'm talking about. No, and then this Wednesday they're gonna have an NXT event, and it's gonna be fantastic. And you know what? The women's match is gonna be the best match.
Oh my God, I'm saying
it right now. It's gonna be Charlotte Flair. And she's going to put her title on the line. She's going to fucking win. She's going to tear the roof down. She's fucking fantastic.
I
want to
see that.
Emma versus Paige.
There it is.
NXT Women's Championship. Dude, you know what? I'm going to get the highlights so you just see. It was like 16 minutes long.
I watched the full thing on my time.
Yeah.
Definitely just to fucking catch it.
All right.
Well, I'm not going to hear. I don't have headphones.
Fucking great. I hate the fucking commercials before YouTube.
So do I. You gotta get that ad blocker.
I do have to get the ad. I'm just slacking. Wow. Rum, rum, rum. All right. All right. That's the State Farm's on the podcast now. State Farm, welcome to the podcast. All right. Here's the first big spot. They're on the top rope. Look at this shit. They're going to do a super... When was the last time you saw Divas do a superplex and it looked good? Dude, and look, Emma's putting herself on the top rope. She's putting herself up there. Oh, this is the Batista bomb. Here we go. Dude, she's going down. Fucking Paige is going down. Batista bomb. Yeah, off the top rope.
Yo.
Ooh. Yeah. And now the champ better than Batista. And that was like the first 5 minutes of the match.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, now they're chanting better than Batista.
Ooh.
Ooh. Dude, look at that clothesline. That was a JBL clothesline. You see that fucking switching music to the gut? She took her down. Mm. That's her finishing move, the Paige Turner. Fucking, she did her finishing move and she kicks out like it's a Stone Cold match. You ever see a woman kick out of a finishing move on fucking Monday Night Raw? It just doesn't happen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, Paige's submission move is fantastic.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now watch this. Yeah. More than that.
Oh my God.
Look at this. Have you seen a submission move like that?
No. Oh my God. She's fucking...
Dude, yeah. Yeah, she's going to crack in half. She's going to break her leg. Her abs are going to fall out.
Oh, she's tapping. Yeah.
And look how she dropped her on her face. on her fucking face.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That was just like only 3 or 4 spots from this match. But this match had like 20 of those moments. Yeah, yeah.
That is fucking awesome.
You want to see a good submission move? The best submission move in wrestling right now goes to AJ, who's CM Punk's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's fucking good. It's called the Widow's Peak. Hold on. AJ Lee, Widow's Peak. Some of my favorite matches from the last few years have just been Divas matches when they just let them go. There was one match on Main Event, which is like the third-rate show for WWE. It was AJ Lee, who's Punk's wife, versus Natalya Neidhart, who's Bret Hart's niece. And they had like a 20-minute main event that went back and forth. And it was fucking... Look that up. I'm going to write down a list of women's wrestling matches you should watch. They look fucking sexy, and they put on a fucking show.
I fucking love it.
All right, this is AJ's finishing move. It's called the Widow's Peak.
That?
Yeah, yeah. That, look at that submission move. Dude, that's holy a UFC fucking finishing move. Yeah.
She did some crazy shit to get into that. Yeah, it looked like she was about to go on Hurricane Rana, then she just ended in that shit.
And look how fucking Natalya Neidhart's just selling that move. She just falls to the ground. She can't do anything else. She's stuck.
Ooh.
AJ wraps her legs around her head.
That's fucking sick. Yeah.
Dude, she did some crazy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, she did a Hurricane Rana to this one woman here. And then she puts it on.
Dude, that's fucking ill.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, look, she's fucking smacking her ass to tap out. It's beautiful. The best part of the submission move is it's awkward for the female wrestler to get out. So even when they, like, tap out, AJ has to fall to the ground and keep it on else they break. Yeah.
Ooh, she did that so smoothly.
Yeah.
The way she went into that. Yo, it probably took her forever to get that down.
That's like, best move in wrestling right now.
That is sick.
Yeah. And you know what's bullshit about this? AJ's not even on Raw. She's not on anything. Because I think she has CM Punk's heat right now. Since Punk is pretty much not in the company anymore, he left. I think they're taking it out on her. Maybe she wants to leave. Yeah.
She's fucking ill.
Yeah, did you see that fucking move?
Nobody has a greater move. No, dude, no. That shit, the way she gets into that shit, like, it looks like it's painful.
Absolutely.
It looks like it's painful. That's her winner right there. Mm-hmm. Like, she would be...
I guess, all right, we're back. It's fucking bullshit. Windows computer. We got the blue screen of death in the middle of conversation.
We got the fucking blue screen of death.
I didn't know. I forgot about that. You know, for years, I haven't seen a blue screen until now.
That was...
But we kept everything. I thought we were going to lose all 125 minutes.
Adobe Audition.
Saved
us. You are
godlike. You are the god. Adobe Audition is the god.
You just saved everything that we have done in this last hour and 30 minutes. You
made it all worthwhile, Adobe Audition.
I'm amazed as somebody that likes computers at this program and then how the computer can just restart and it's just like, oh, you were doing this? Oh, it's still here.
Awesome. You're the computer connoisseur in this room right now. I don't know shit pretty much. Have you ever seen that happen where a program saves everything?
Unless, dude, not like an audio program.
Yeah.
Like that.
Have you lost shit?
Things have crashed? Plenty of shit during crashes, dude. I've lost so much shit during crashes. I've not seen anything like that before. All right. That was amazing.
I thought we were gonna... All right, at the 55-minute mark, I'm like, let's take a break. I want to pull up the fucking article of Seth Rollins' dick. And I thought Seth Rollins' dick saved us, right? I thought, because I had that thought in my mind, we need to pause this, that... We were going to have to pray to his dick. I thought we were going to have to do that, right? Because we just paused it, and it was saved at the 55-minute mark. But it turns out Adobe Audition saved everything.
All of it.
I didn't know that was possible. I thought we were done. Fuck Windows.
Right?
Fuck Windows in the fucking ass.
Right. That was so scary. Yeah. My heart dropped.
I had a feeling we'd get the first 55 minutes because that was good. I enjoyed it. I had so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the last wrestling thing was good too. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, man. Holy fuck. I'm still like everything. A little bit scared. Right? Like, that's never happened before like that.
That blue screen was a motherfucker. Oh, it was. God. It had its own sad face. Yeah. That's the worst part.
And it said, "Don't worry, you're don't not worry. Being hacked."
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me I'm not being hacked. I don't give a shit if I'm hacked. Look at whatever you want. I don't have anything on here. Yeah, steal right. my articles. That's what's mostly on
go
here.
Go get my credit card yeah. money with yeah. my 81 cents in my account.
Fucking go fuck with my PayPal credit. I'll just go to my bank and they'll fix that
yeah,
one.
Right.
Steal my rough drafts because my rough drafts are dog shit. But don't ruin my audio.
Oh, please no. Please no. Oh, my God.
Potentially harmful software detected. Mm. Oh, it's saying I wasn't hacked, but potentially harmful. I'm an idiot. I shouldn't open that. What has it detected? I'm going to... Should I do a scan?
Not right now.
Not right now. I'm so tempted to do a scan.
I know you are. Don't
happened.
Do it right now. It's going to...
I know,
fucking
it's gonna
that
fuck
RAM
this up.
Is gonna start fucking yeah. using up and yeah. everything's gonna start going wonky. You're gonna click something, it's gonna lag.
That was fucking frightening. If we would have lost the first hour, I would have shot myself in the fucking dick. Because this is the second time in a row that happened.
Yeah.
Last week or 2 weeks
two
ago?
2 weeks ago.
We lost everything.
We lost everything.
No, we got the first hour where we were like stumbling and too high. But then the one where we got our shit together, we're having actual conversation.
Gone.
It's gone. I don't know how that happened.
Into the abyss.
It's somewhere. I don't know. But it's gone. And then the next week, we couldn't even podcast again because I was sick and I was shitting green. I was literally shitting green for a week and I was throwing up fucking buckets.
What color did you throw up?
It just looked like shit. Oh. I might have been throwing up shit.
Were you eating berries, like crunch berries?
I don't know.
If you eat anything with berries in it, your poop turns green.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I learned that.
Yeah. I mixed my protein shake with the kale shake, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nothing came out green. My vomit was just a brown pile. And I really do think I threw up shit because the night before I was me and my girlfriend were driving home from Baltimore, and I was keeping in farts for 4 hours, right?
Oh, my God.
And I think I also had to shit, and for 4 hours I kept it in. And I think it might have just leaked. Some of it might have just leaked in. My body's like the next day, we're done here. See you later, dude. And then the next day, my first vomit session, it was brown. It was. I thought
That's
I was gonna
disgusting.
Die. I thought I was fucking dead. Like, oh no, this is shit for sure. I've never seen vomit that brown in my life.
Oh my God.
And we couldn't podcast that week because of it. And so for the third week, getting a blue screen and losing everything is just traumatic after all that.
Yes.
I feel like I endured a lot these last 2 weeks
yeah, definitely,
in terms of podcasting.
Definitely.
And we made our comeback.
Yes, we're back.
Yeah,
we're
and back. Odin saved us this time.
Odin's happy with us, obviously. Yeah.
All right. We did
happy.
A solid 131. I say we could kill it here.
Yeah.
Just end it here. It's been Parker Morales.
It's been real, you
the
guys.
The first one-on-one tag team podcast. We usually have Richie or Bobby here, but they couldn't be here.
Today,
they had prior things.
We double-teamed it.
Yeah, we double-teamed it. It was fucking
oh, yeah.
I had fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a
solid.
Lot of fun.
I'm so happy.
And it's good to know that we could do one-on-one shit, too. You know, we always
definitely.
Have that third person, but if you could do a one-on-one, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Man.
You just keep it.
I was afraid. I didn't know, but, like, since I've been so psyched for, like, the next podcast, I was like, yo, I'm so ready for this. Like, I didn't give a fuck. So, like, I'm happy, like, this came out amazing. Like, I had no doubt in my fucking minds. I just couldn't be high on cast.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's it.
Joe Rogan, you know Joe Rogan's podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Everything, he's fucking high
I don't
shit.
Know how
and he does it. And he is a savage.
He had
UFC
to get used
high.
To that, man.
Yeah.
He had to get used to that. I would... No way, man.
We
I was retarded.
Done for the first half an hour.
It was fucking out of my mind. I was...
But we went to a different place, I feel like, when we got our shit together.
Yeah, it
was different than anything sober. Mm-hmm. Sober conversation, not conversation, is very different.
Because we're a lot more serious. Last one, we were really branching out. With,
we were fucking wonky.
With our imaginations and shit like that. Like.
Dude, we turned Iraq into Brooklyn and made it a gentrified place. New Iraq.
Yeah, so like we it did definitely do something. Like.
Yeah.
We were out there. We were fucking out there.
Maybe that's what we gotta do. Maybe we just gotta wait a half an hour.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is my suggestion. If we're gonna smoke, I think maybe the most we could do is one hit, maybe two hits.
Yeah, you know,
one hit, two hits. You could do some shit on that. Mm-hmm. You're still in tune with the universe. You're still in tune with life.
Yeah,
we're still a little bit.
I mean,
high.
we just like a nice hit out of the bowl. Yeah. We fucking hit
a nasty blunt click.
And then we ship put huge. The blunt in a bottle.
Oh my god. Roach Motel. Oh my
god. The Roach Motel, the fucking yeah. Tony Romo.
Yeah. So you know yeah. you know we were wrecked.
Dude, fuck. That's what they give cancer patients to feel good. So they don't feel the pain. Right? That's what medicinal marijuana is for. So people, they could just get away. They can escape in their own mind and be creative and not think of just this cancer just ravaging through their fucking body. And we took that hit and decided to have a podcast. Yeah. What a selfish thing that is.
Yeah. America.
We did it, though. All right. This is the end.
This is Knack.
Parker Morales, what was episode 4? 4, I guess. I don't know. See you later.
Peace.
Bye.